Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Glenn Crosby. I serve the position of president of the National Federation of the Blind Seniors Division. I welcome each of you to our 2024 virtual senior retreat. And I also want to wish each of you a happy Chinese New Year. So I hope, if this is the year of the dragon, so I hope each of you have great health, strength, and prosperity. You know, a number of people ask me, what do we do at the retreat? Well, of course, I think each of you know that it's a training opportunity. And I generally respond this way. We explore high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech to solutions for everyday problems. And that's the essence of what we do for the entire week. We share our experience with you and our tips and techniques so that you can address some of these problems and some of these issues in your own life, and you can do it non-visually. I know that a lot of people who lose their eyesight, or most of it, as they age, wonder how on earth can they do all the daily tasks that's required to live. And the first thing that we talk about, I think, is the word blind. We use that word all the time. We're blind. And we do because if you have 10% or less normal eyesight with best correction, you are considered to be a blind person. So there's nothing wrong with using that term blind. So we use it. So I hope that doesn't bother anyone, but we'll be using it all week. I want to tell you that all of our instructors are very, very good at what they do. They use these techniques all the time, and they certainly know how to teach them. So we're all very fortunate to have a wonderful team of instructors, and I hope that you get to know each and every one of them. I don't want to try to go over the agenda. I think everybody has had an opportunity to see it, and I think we'll be going over it here momentarily. But I just simply wanted to get on and say welcome to you. I hope to get to know you by the end of the week. And I hope that the retreat will be the beginning, not the end, of our relationship. And with that, I want to introduce to you a person who has great experience in the senior division and who knows anything and everything you ever wanted to know about the senior division. And you can address all your questions to her. So please welcome Judy Sanders, our first vice president. Take it away, Judy.
Thank you. I'm about to give to you my trade secret, which Glenn apparently doesn't know, because he said, I know all these things. So I want to tell you that you can ask me anything you want, and what I don't know, I make up. So there you go. That's for all of you. Okay. Now, before we can go much further, we need to learn the secrets of Zoom. And so to give us that, one of our two coordinators for this week is going to help us. We're going to turn it over to Jane Degenschein of New Jersey.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Well, you got in, so you know how to get onto Zoom. So that's a great thing. And generally, we request, if you can, to join us about 10 minutes before 12 so we can rename some people. We don't really want to call on if your hand is raised. Could 216-735? We want to be more personal than that. So if it's possible for you to join in about 10 minutes before, that would be awesome. I open the room every day at about 20 minutes to the hour. And so we have plenty of time for people to chime in. My other request, if you can, is to leave the line open. If you're home all day and you can, leave the phone open. So this way you don't have to log in again or call in again or whatever. If there's a segment that you're not interested in for, I can't imagine why, or a session that you need to hurry up and, you know, make a lunch, you can certainly do all of that. And nobody's monitoring you, but it's just easier for us if you, once you call in, to leave the line open until 5 p.m. This way you get in, you got in today, raising your hand on the phone. On the phone, to raise your hand is *9, and to mute yourself is *6. And to, they're both toggles, which means you can mute or unmute, raise your hand, and lower your hand. Down. And if you can't lower your hand, our wonderful host will do that for you. We have a great, great Zoom team. I lead the Zoom team. My co-host is Miss Ruth. You'll have Miss Ruth every morning to talk to you and get you organized in the chat panel and the participants panel. And we have Zoom hosts from all across the country. I think Colorado and Virginia and Texas and Utah and North Carolina, New Jersey. So it's really a great group. Every day will be recorded. And at the end, so there'll be 25 class sessions, including the 2 o'clock time, which we wrote down as chat/break. So if you want to take a break and do the first two classes and then, you know, rest for a little while, you can certainly do that. If you want to stay on the line, we can chat about the previous classes that we had, or we can also come up with some thought provokers to share with you. In general, when we have the Q&A, more often than not, we will ask you to raise your hand. On the iPhone devices and on all smart devices, there's a spot for raise your hand. On iDevices, it's under reactions. And again, you would do the same thing. You just double tap it and then double tap it again, like mute and unmute. Mute and unmute is right on the front screen on your iDevices. On the computer, it's Alt-Y to raise your hand and Alt-A to mute yourself. You can also, if you'd like, tab, 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 tab until you hear mute. And you can hit the space bar. And then every time you want to unmute, you hit the space bar. And that's another way of doing it. So there's many ways to do things, and hopefully we'll hear you when we need to hear you. And when we need you to be on the quiet side, we would love for you to do that. I'm going to ask each lead instructor of each section, that's Duncan and Sandy and myself and Glenn, to share each time they open their room to explain to the group how they want to run that session. For instance, I do tech at 3 o'clock. All of my tech sessions throughout the week, I will ask everybody to listen first, and then we'll open it up to a Q&A. So I'd rather have it in a webinar file style so that you'll be learning and then asking. Now, others are going to be more interactive. I believe Sandy's has a couple of things where they're going to have interaction the whole time. That's great. So just listen to what's asked of you, and I know you're going to be doing a great job. The happiest thing I can tell you is this is a great place for all of us. All of us have been a beginner in everything, and some of us are still beginners in some things, and some of us are further along the road, and some of us make it up as they go along, according to Judy. In any event, this is a fun place to be and a safe place to be, to move yourself from where you are a few steps forward so you can help other people that are behind you move forward too. And the last thing I want to share right now is the New Jersey affiliate and the senior committee have donated $50. And every day, randomly throughout the day, I'm going to say this. Woohoo! Woohoo! It's door prize time! And if you are the lucky number that wins, you're going to get a $10 check from me after the retreat ends. My husband and I are going to do all the checks on Sunday, next Sunday. So you're going to get $10 only if it's your number and you say, yippee, woohoo, it's me, Nancy, woohoo. If you don't say woohoo, you're not going to win it. I will remind you, because we want spirit in this room. We want happy spirit in this room. So Judy, I think that's what I was supposed to cover. Is there anything else I left out, hon?
Well, the one thing I want to remind people of is that when Janie mentions a time like 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, She's talking in Eastern terms.
Thank you.
And some of us are going to wait a little longer for that to happen. So so anyway, just know that you can convert the time as people say it.
Right.
Okay. And thank
And then the last thing I'm going to say about the woohoo woohoo thing is, I have one of my Alexas up here is called Ziggy. So I'll ask how many participants we have in the group. Is it 30 or 31 or what do we have as attendees?
32.
So I'll ask Ziggy for a random number, and then Judy has them all in files and brailed them all out, and everybody's got a number, and she's going to tell us who the winner is.
So thank you, Janie. And we are now going to move on. And let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen during this session today. We're going to hear from our other coordinator, Sandy Halverson, who will tell us whatever she wants to share. And then we're going to give all, and I have little tidbits I'm going to share, but I'm going to do it throughout. I'm going to just stick them in when I feel so moved. And then what we're going to do is give all of you the chance to introduce yourselves. I'm going to call on you one at a time. And the thing to know is your introduction can be no more than 2 minutes. It can be less if you want, but it can't be more. And we're going to probably stop you and thank you for all your kind words if you go over 2 minutes, because there are over 30 of you. And we are going to try to be through by 2:30 Eastern time. That's our prediction anyway. So let me begin then by, or continue, by turning this over to Sandy Halverson, who is our co-chair for this week. And Sandy is from Virginia. We already know that Janie, our other coordinator, is from New Jersey. And between them, they have presented the agenda that you saw in your emails. And Sandy's going to tell us what she wants, introduce herself to you and what she wants us to know.
Thank you very much, Judy. And it's great to be here as part of this retreat. I want to thank all of the people who agreed to either present or to find presenters. And we'll be hearing about some, I'm sure, from some of them later. I don't know whether Glenn's leaving had anything to do with me. I doubt it, but
he'll be back.
I'm sure he will. The agenda, it was certainly, we often hear about it takes a village to do something, and everybody who serves on the board of the NFB National Seniors Division helped kind of create the direction that we're going in. So for people who came last year and you think, oh, I know what they're going to say, well, we changed it up a little bit. We've added some new things. We have some presenters who you think you know what they're going to say, but they will say something, I don't know, maybe some of the same. But every year I learn probably as much as the other participants do, because that's just how we do. We're all learning to live the life we want and take charge of the things that we want to be able to manage in our lives as efficiently as we can. Judy, I don't want to compete with 30 people, so I think that's really all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Now, remember, if you have a question, you can unmute yourself. You can raise your hand and you will be recognized by Ms. Ruth, our co-host, or if you prefer to do it, you can unmute yourself, and if you want to speak, please say your name, and then we'll recognize you. That's so we can have some kind of order, and we're not talking over each other. That's why we're doing it that way. So what we are going to do is start with introductions. And as I think of things that I want to add in that I think we should have said and I forgot to say earlier, I'll certainly let you know that. One of the things that I want to do is tell you some of what I have are facts to give you throughout this presentation. And the first one that I wanted to do is to tell you who was the first person to register for this conference. And as it happens, she is someone that I've not spoken with yet. I know I spoke with most of you, but I was unable to reach her, so I don't know if you're on the line. But the first person to register for this conference is Margaret Scott. And Margaret is from South Carolina. Margaret, are you on this phone call? I guess you can't say no.
I don't see.
We don't have anyone with that name, correct?
No, ma'am. There are a couple of telephone numbers that haven't been identified. She could be one of those too.
She could, but Margaret, if you're not identifying yourself, then you can't be congratulated in person for being the first one to register. So we're going to assume neither one of those phone numbers is you. We will move on. I will begin by telling you just a little bit about myself, and you can get the idea of how to do this. My name is Judy Sanders, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I have been a member of the National Federation of the Blind since 1970. And I know some of you are members, some of you are not, but we're glad to have you here. And so I will call on Carol Braithwaite. Would you like to be the first to introduce yourself, Carol?
No.
So we're going to assume she is not present. And I know that Sherry Brookshire is here.
I'm Sherry Brookshire. I live in Easley, South Carolina. And I got hooked up with Shelley.
Okay. Now, some people don't know Shelley. So Shelley is a member of the National Federation of the Blind and from the same state as Sherry. So they met each other in South Carolina. And Shelley introduced Sherry to the National Federation of the Blind.
Yes. I am here. Well, this is Shelley. So,
yeah. Okay. What were you going to say, Sherry?
I was just going to say she's in Columbia, and we met through the telephone from Marty. And we've been talking back and forth, and she's been giving me pointers and helping me out mentally and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
How about, well, we know Patty Droppers is here. Patty, how about you?
I've been an NFB member since 1986. I'm from Arlington, Virginia. And I'm currently president of the Virginia NFB Seniors Division. And I've been blind all my life, but I'm looking forward to learning new things. And obviously, I need to learn new things with technology. So, thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's one thing we can all agree on, we're going to keep learning about technology forever, I think. and hope that we can go on, you know, doing this. All right. I want to give you one of those facts that I said I would throw in. And they are all about, well, okay, I mentioned actually that there are 32 people who registered for this conference. And I'm going to tell you how many people are from each state that registered. And I'm going to say, I think I'm right in saying that we do not have anybody from the West Coast who signed up for this convention. We have in the past retreats, but not this year. We do have one person from Indiana. We have one person from Kansas. And we have two people from South Carolina. We have two from Virginia. And we have three from Colorado. We have, let's see. We have one from Texas. I missed that one. And we have five from my state of Minnesota. And then we have two states left. And they were running neck and neck in this registration process. Second place goes to Alabama with eight. And the winners are from New Jersey. Nine. Yeah, that's what woohoo is all about.
That's right.
Woohoo, woohoo.
Thank you, Avery.
Okay, New Jersey. Cool it. if you were talking about Minnesota, I'd let you go on a little longer. No. Okay. So let's meet more people. Terry Eastman, how about you?
Yeah. Hi. So I'm Terry, and I'm from Minnesota, and you'll see on here my sister Linda that is over helping my brother Ricky, but Rick and I both have the same eye disease, and so he's totally lost his sight, but I still have some, so.
Okay, anyway. You don't get to talk about Ricky, you get to talk about you.
Okay. Anyways, that's all I have.
Oh, okay then. Actually, yeah.
I know one thing. The only reason I was able to get into the meeting is Rick's wife sent me the emails. Apparently the emails are not coming to me. I don't know if the email address is incorrect.
Possibly. Well, we can check with that later.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. Vincent, do we have you? Vincent Alorza.
No, I don't see him here.
Okay. Well, then we will move along to, how about Vivian Hawkins? Do we have you?
I don't see her name.
Okay. Well, then we do want to talk to Bonnie. You're next, Bonnie. Bonnie Hermanson. Is from Bonnie Herman, I'm sorry, is from Minnesota. I tell you what, anytime you can do it, Bonnie, you just let us know and say something, say your name or something, and then we'll come back to you so that you can take your time to work it out. How about Bob Hicks? Are you able to unmute yourself? All right, then let's go on. How about Deborah Jackson?
She's not here.
Okay. And then this one should be on her computer. And we know she's here, I think. How about Rosa Marie?
Oh, I don't see her.
Do we have Zelda? Zelda Kitchens?
No, I don't see her.
How about Lee Martin? Lee, are you here?
Yes, I think so. Okay, my name is Lee Martin. I'm from Indiana, and I serve in a number of capacities here. And let's see, I've been a member of the NFB since 2001, and I'm 46 years old. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I also serve with the NFB Blind Veterans, and also I'm the second vice president, well, I'm the vice president of the state of Indiana. I'm the president of the Circle City chapter, NFB Circle City chapter of Indiana, And I also am the coordinator for the NFB Newsline of Indiana. And I'm glad to be here.
And we are glad to have you here. What about Anna? Anna Martinelli. She is from New Jersey.
She's here.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm from New Jersey, and I have myopic macular degeneration for over 30 years. And I'm new to the Federation of the Blind. I just joined this past autumn, and I'm looking forward to this retreat.
All right. The next fact that I want to share with you, I think this statistic is right, it's close, is that we have 15 people who are using smartphones for this week. Now, I could be wrong about that. There were a couple of you, this is how you all registered, so that's the closest I can get. Okay. Then the next person I would like to talk to is JP Mazzara. Are you on?
I don't see his name.
And how about Jerry McGinty? Jerry's from New Jersey. Jerry should be here.
I don't see her name.
How about Wilhelmina? I know you're here. Wilhelmina Miller from Alabama.
Hey, my name is Wilhelmina Miller. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I've been with the National Federation of Birmingham Magic City Chapter for 1.5 years. And I have my tablet on and my phone on, so I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, you are free to use one or both systems, I guess. If there's a reason why you want us on both of them, that's fine. If not,
I just didn't understand how to do the Zoom, get it to talk. To do what, I don't know.
You did it. Okay. We're hearing you.
Right.
And how about now if we hear from Pat Musico.
Hi, I'm Patricia Musico from Brick Township, Ocean County, New Jersey. And I've been with the NFB since 01. And my nickname is Moxie, care of Miss Ruth. She named me Moxie, and that has carried through for years. And that's the name of my support group. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Okay. All right. Let me see. I need another fact in here if I have any left. Let's see if I do. I would like to. We have some interesting phone numbers. It has absolutely no meaning whatsoever, but we have two phone numbers, one that ends in 6666 and another one that ends in 7777.
Uh-oh.
So I thought that was kind of unique.
Wow.
Fun. Okay. Now, Michael Nava, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Michael Nava. I'm from Kansas City. I've been a NFB member for only a year and a half, but during that year and a half, I'm happy to say I'm the vice president of the Johnson Wyandotte County chapter, as well as sit on the board of directors of the Kansas affiliate. And I am also secretary with the Kansas Seniors Division and the Blind Christians Group Division.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be here. This is my first retreat, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. You know what? One of the things I should have done maybe was to count the number of first retreaters. If I can do that by the one day this week, I'll let you know. We have several new first-timers, And that's very exciting. And we also appreciate our experienced retreaters. They're still learning, as I am and everyone is, but they also have a lot to offer through what they have learned. So we're proud of all of you for doing this. Okay. June O'Gara, are you on this phone?
Okay, my name is June O'Gara, and I've been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for, I think, about a year and a half, and I found it by mistake, and I luckily got Judy Sanders on the line when I first called, and she has helped me immensely over this time, and I'm looking forward to this retreat. I learned so much through the National Federation of the Blind, and I'm hoping to learn more.
Okay,
I want to say something about the veteran that I want to thank him for his, of course, any other veterans that may be on the line at this time.
June is referring to when she says, talking about thanking veterans, she's talking about when you get your medications through the VA. Sometimes there has been a problem in getting accessible ways to read your prescriptions, and June is working with the NFB to try and solve those problems. So that's what we do in the Federation, and we're glad you're at this retreat, and thank you. Okay, let's go to Janice Parker in Alabama. Janice, are you with us?
I don't see her listed.
All right. Mary Jo Partika, are you there? Here?
I'm sorry, I don't see her there.
Okay. She's from New Jersey as well. Okay. And we did figure out, I think, that Margaret Scott is not here either, didn't we? How about Millie Slaughter? Are you here?
I don't see her listed.
Okay. And how about Marion Solomons? Are you here?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Ricky, now you get your turn. Ricky Tyson.
Well, I come from a family of eight. I was the first of three in my family to be born blind, with congenital glaucoma, had surgery as an infant, was able to see well enough out of one eye all my life to manage until 2 years after I retired, it went in a hurry. So for the last 2 years, I've been struggling, and my sister Linda decided to take it upon herself because of both my and myself and my other sister, Terry, who you've already met. To try to help us navigate some of this stuff and learn some things rather than sit home and be alone all the time.
Well, good for them and good for you for taking them up on this. We are glad to have you here.
Anyhow, Linda's been working tirelessly to try to help us out with this, and it's pretty amazing.
And now you're going to be helping yourself. Best thing that ever happened to all of us. And now we are getting to hear from Gerald Wilson. And I want to know, Gerald, first of all, am I saying your name right?
Was it Terrell?
Is it Terrell?
I'm Gerald Wilson. And okay. That's G-A-R-R-E-L-L-E Wilson. And I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I have been a member of the Federation, the NFB, I'm going to say since about 88, maybe. Well, I'll say between 86, 88, because I know I went to my first convention in Chicago in 1988 after I got out of high school. I went to public school after I went to Talladega School School for the Blind. In 85, I went to, started public school, and I graduated in 88, which it was said that I couldn't do it. And I was the only blind person in the school. I was the first blind person to graduate from our public school system, totally blind. And I want to say this too, just imagine you going with, and I'm just kind of estimating, I would say 700 or so plus students to 1,500 plus students. That was a culture shock. It was like, whoa, you know, but I did it. I made it, and I did go to college. I went, I've taken part in training at the NFB Center in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't know if it's still there now. We call it BISM, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. And then I took part in the NFB Center in Ruston, Louisiana, LCD. And, physically training, but this is my very first time in participating in the Seniors Retreat, thanks to our one-of-a-kind president, Senior President Carol Braithwaite.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. And we have two more people that I haven't introduced, and then we're going to see if there's somebody who we missed or who didn't get unmuted or something. So, Nancy Yeager, are you available to us?
I am happy to be here. I've been to all of our senior retreats, and every time I come, I come home with knowing stuff that I didn't already know. And so I'm glad you all are here who haven't been here before. I have been in the Federation I'm from Arlington, Virginia. I've been in the Federation for a little over 50 years, and I am a former president of NFB, Seniors Division of NFB of Virginia.
Okay, thank you. Now, last but not least, is Denise Sander. Are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I am Denise Sander. I live in Fraser, Colorado, which is near Winter Park, for those who are familiar with the area. I lost my sight 30 years ago with multifocal choroiditis. It's a rare condition, and it's been a real challenge. So I'm learning a lot as I've been introduced to the Colorado Center for the Blind in Denver. I've been attending group sessions and one-on-one classes over the last couple of months, and they directed me to the retreat here. So I am new to the group.
Okay, we love
new
people. All right. And what I want to say to all of you before we check to see who we still have missed that hasn't had a chance to speak is, you know, I think almost all of you have talked about how you became blind and it was, you know, the worries that you've had with it. And what I want every one of you to remember is that we've all been through this, and at least what I have learned, and I know many others have too, is once I've learned to start to have a new way of doing things, I discovered it's not being blind that's the problem. It's what you think about it. And if you think it's going to be difficult or it's going to hold you back, I can promise you it will. But if you think that there is a way to deal with being blind and finding alternatives for the vision that you no longer have, then you're going to do it. And I promise you, you will. Sometimes it'll be a struggle, because learning anything new can be a struggle. But we're going to stick with it until we find a way to do what we want to do. And that's what you're going to learn throughout this whole week. So I want to know who we haven't heard from, and then we'll take Jamie? A
yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Jennifer Uchinow. Oh, she's got her hand raised. Good. I was going to say,
Jennifer,
you missed one of our Jersey girls.
Yeah. I did not call your name. I apologize.
Thank
Go,
you.
Jennifer.
Can you please unmute Matt? I think she's working on unmuting.
I know the feeling.
There she goes.
Yay. Hi.
Hi, I apologize.
Perfectly okay. I realized you were going in alphabetical order when you got to I said Uchinow should have come before, but no worries. I'm Jennifer Uchinow. I'm from Northern New Jersey, the state of the woohoo.
And oh, she does it good.
Woo-hoo! Of the New National Federation of the Blind since 2015, and I am looking forward to all the wonderful information that will be presented this week. So I will be on my landline because I'm not a techie, my fault. But I will. But I look forward to all the information that will be forthcoming. Thank you.
Yay, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there anyone else who didn't speak and would like to?
Judy, if I may, Miss Ruth?
Yes.
May I introduce myself? Because I want to get my woohoos in. I'm from New Jersey. And I go by Miss Ruth, no last name, just like Lady Gaga. And I'm one of Janie Degenshine's Jersey crew. I'm on the board of the NFB National Writers Division, member of Janie's New Jersey Senior Division, and I'm glad to be here to pitch in. I always learn something.
All right, and Ms. Ruth is our head. She's going to start our mornings every day, right?
Head honcho would be a good title. I would go with that.
Sure, okay.
I'm Zoom co-host, basically.
She's she's head honcho of co-hosts for our Zoom calls. She is all powerful.
I like that. We do have some phone numbers that haven't been identified. We could go over that.
Well, we could, but first, let's see, is there anybody who wants to unmute themselves who has not spoken?
Hello, this is Zelda.
Yes, Zelda, there you are.
Well, I'm Zelda Kitchens, and I've been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa 3 years ago, and so it has been quite a learning curve for me, and an adjustment, and sometimes just, you know, sheer achy double hockey sticks. But I am pressing through, and I'm so happy to be here because I need to learn a lot, really learn a lot. So thank you for having me.
Okay. Today is just the beginning. Who else needs to?
Judy, it's Shelley.
Yes, Shelley.
You mind me introducing myself?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. I'm Shelley Koppel. I live in West Columbia, South Carolina, and I have been a participant and teacher in this retreat in other years. And I'm so excited to listen in this year. I've had some medical events that have happened, and I'm doing well now, but wasn't quite sure what I'd be like, you know, how I'd feel. But I want to say that I think this is just a wonderful class, and I just hope everyone learns a lot and hangs in there, and through all of what you may feel that you're going through, like Judy said, we've all been there, and we're very willing to help. This team of people is just an awesome group to work with, and I'm very glad you're all here. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Shelley. Was there someone else who wanted to say something?
Judy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Suzanne Turner. I popped in 15 minutes late. I apologize, but I've been listening in.
I hear everyone in the room very excited and eager to learn. I really think that this year's senior retreat is going to be a great one for everyone. I'm not able to really participate because I am working, but I will pop in here and there. And I'm just excited and glad to be here.
And Suzanne is our second vice president, if you're wondering how come she's popping in, and, you know. And then, so anyway, we are glad that you're here today, even if you do have to go to work.
For the Judy? Rest of the week.
Yes.
This is Duncan Larson.
Duncan, go ahead. Duncan is our treasurer. She's the one you all sent money to this week.
Yeah, I appreciate all that money. Thank you, everybody, for paying for your retreats. And I'm just really excited about this group. It's a nice big group of people, but not too big. You'll be able to ask questions and get your information. I look forward to working with all of you starting tomorrow morning with the orientation and mobility section. I'll be with you every day for that. And so, welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Duncan. All right. Anybody else?
Jerry McGinty.
Jerry. Yes, ma'am. Tell us about yourself.
I'm from New Jersey. I've been a member since 2014. I attended the very first senior retreat in South Carolina, and that was a lot of fun. But all the rest of them have been virtual, and I still learned a lot. I've never come to a retreat and learn something. So I really enjoy the retreat. I believe all of you will enjoy it, and you'll all walk away with information that you did not have before.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Now, Jerry mentioned South Carolina. She said she attended the very first retreat. It used to be before COVID that we only had our retreats in person. And I think maybe Shelley can verify with there. I think there were three in-person ones.
There were two.
There were two?
Yes, in 18 and in 19.
Okay.
We were thinking of 17, but we didn't have things quite together yet. So it was 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. So Jerry attended one of them. If it weren't for COVID, we would not have thought about how to do the virtual retreats. And we discovered there are advantages to doing it in person, and there are different advantages to doing it virtually. And so we're realizing that through the virtual retreats, we can accommodate a lot more people. You couldn't do a large group like this in person. So we're glad that we're going to be doing it this week. Let me open it up to see if anyone has any questions.
Excuse me, Judy, may I just share another thing? I'm sure Shelley would correct me on that. I said the first retreat, I went to both of them.
All right.
Judy, this is Duncan again. I think Rosa is on. Has Rosa given her introduction?
Well, I didn't know how to operate that Zoom speaker. I had a friend come over now, so that's why I did talk, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh,
I am here in Spring, Texas, and I'm totally new to everything, to the blind, to the Zoom. I have macular degeneration, and I'm losing my eyesight rapidly, so that's why I'm here.
We are so glad to have you.
You're welcome.
And your whole world has just opened up.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Okay, this is Carol. This is Carol Braithwaite from Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, I am, I'm president of the Alabama Seniors Division. I've been president since we were founded in 2017. And I've been a member of the NFB since 1998, with a little bit of a gap in there of a couple of years during the early 2000s. And I've been to several conventions. My life has been really helped through the NFB, largely through the influence of Joy Harris and Alan Harris, with whom I had the privilege of working for about 8 years. Joy was my assistant in a center-based training of blind people. And I love working with this seniors division. I'm not the greatest with technology yet, and I've been trying to help them through, you know, with some of them know a little more than I do, and some know a little less, and some don't know anything yet. And it's a challenge, but I think my biggest concern is that those who are not using canes yet really pay attention to the O&M introduction and skills, because that was my ticket to freedom in 1997 when I was trained. I have retinitis pigmentosa. It's pretty far progressed now, but I still can read print with some aids. So I'm thankful for that.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else who we've missed?
Yes, this is Vivian Hawkins. I went to the School for the Blind in Talladega, and my life has been, it's, you know, kind of like a roller coaster, you know, because I had lost my sight when I was young, and I was able to see some, but when I started to school, that's when all the sight left, wrong time. But it's, the journey hasn't been too good because all my sight was gone. But thanks to the Lord, when I came to Birmingham and I met Joe Harris, it just, like, things got so much better. Joe Harris and Carol Braithwaite and others, and made me just grab hold to life in a different way. And I'm saying to myself, oh, I missed a lot. You know, I'm thinking that I've missed my calling, because you know, things have opened up so much since I met them, and I was on my own before then, but you know, I'm doing very well by, thank the Lord, by married, I had my children, and managing a household and all that stuff, you know, even though a lot of adversities have happened in life. So, but say God is good, you know, when you be thankful and just grab a hold and just go on to what you got.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you got in, and you're going to have a good week. All right.
Yeah.
And thank you. Anybody else? I'm glad
we... Miss Ruka, you could share about yourself.
Oh, well, I did a little bit at the beginning.
Give us a little more.
Sure. I have been blind since birth. And what I discovered, you know, a lot of people always say to me, oh, you're so lucky, because since you don't know what it was like to see, it must be a lot easier for you. And then other people say, oh, I'm so lucky because I've been able to see, and I at least had that, but it's harder when you become blind later. And what I discovered was that it doesn't matter when you become blind, It matters what you choose to do about it. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if I've been blind all my life or if I'm new to it. But if I sit around all day and don't do anything, then it's going to be as bad as if it just happened yesterday. So I get to make that choice. And I didn't always know that. I learned about the National Federation of the Blind. And when I joined, I wanted to be a teacher. And I lived in Denver, Colorado. And they had a rule in Denver. This was 1970. They had a rule that said if you don't have 20/40 vision in your better eye after correction, you don't pass our physical. And if you don't pass our physical, we're not going to hire you.
Oh my God.
Well, I didn't pass the physical, as you can imagine. And through the National Federation of the Blind, a lawsuit was fired, tried, and we carried out this lawsuit. The National Federation of the Blind paid for the whole experience, and I was hired eventually by the Denver Public Schools.
Wow.
Worked as a teacher. So I've been involved ever since, and I always will be. So that's my story.
Fantastic.
And I'm sticking to it.
Very good. Didn't know that.
Sound like something off TV to me, but it's good.
Yeah, we the TV, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerry, what did you teach?
I did different things. I first worked as a substitute teacher. No, actually, while I was working with the NFB to sue the Denver Public Schools, I found another teaching job in a suburban school district, and I taught little kids reading and creative writing and some social studies, a variety of things. And then I was a substitute teacher, and that was fascinating because I go to a school and the kids kept thinking, what's with her, you know? And they were fascinated by it. But by the second day, if I was there more than 2 days, then they started to test me. Let's find out what she knows.
No.
So that was what. And I eventually taught. I did some teaching of speech, you know, teaching kids how to do public speaking, that sort of thing.
So were you always in elementary ed?
No, actually, my degree was for junior high and high school, and I got to do that as when I was a substitute.
Okay.
Teacher.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions about the retreat or anything you want to ask anybody else you heard from? Okay. Well, you guys, I hope that you have enjoyed your introduction. There's going to be a lot more. Let me remind you of the time schedule. Tomorrow we will start at 12 noon Eastern time, 11 Central time, and 10 whatever Mountain time, that's what they have, and 9 o'clock on the West Coast. If we have anybody there, I'm not sure that we do. And so those are your times. And each day, Monday through Friday, it will start at the hour I named and it will end 5 hours later. All right. Well, we did very well. We have 2 minutes left.
Very good.
And I would propose that we adjourn and we all show up at tomorrow at 12, 11, 10, or 9, whatever time it is where you live.
It's a buffet.
We'll see everybody tomorrow morning. Thank you. We can stop the recording.